cement maker PPC might have reported group revenue up 3% and a 16% increase in group EBITDA as cement sales volume slowly started to pick up, but it wasn't enough to cushion headline profit from continuing operations, which fell more than two-thirds in the year to the end of March to 77 million rand amid some tough economic conditions. CEO of PPC, Roland van Veenen, joins us now to get into where things are at this company. Thanks so much, Roland, for your time this evening. So we have demand for cement over the past year seeing revenue lift slightly. Operationally, lots of maneuvering happening to bring costs down and increase cash flow, but it not translating or being enough to see it translate through to the bottom line. Talk us through what's keeping things pressured here with headline profit down more than two-thirds.
Thanks a lot, Alicia, for the opportunity, because if you look at our cash generation, yeah, it is a strong cash generation. It's a billion rand better than it was last year. Now, you wonder and you point that at HEPS. You know, one of the things that we have clearly unpacked is that there are a lot of non-cash items coming out of hyperinflation accounting and the likes that are impacting the HEPS. So if we report a HEPS of 77 million, which translates to the 3 cents per share, but if you were adding back the non-cash items, that 77 would go up to 414. So you really need to look at it also from a cash perspective, something that I've been saying all along as we have been restructuring our business.
That being said, what has exerted the pressure is something like the Zimbabwean dollar's collapse against the rand value. You know, it's dropped, 75% against the rand over the period. So what's the plan as far as mitigating some of that currency risk is concerned?
I think the plan, first and foremost, is to make sure that we continue to sell in Zimbabwe in currencies other than the local currency that is allowed. And we have been able to trade 55 to 60% of our revenues in currencies such as the pula, the rand, or the US dollar. So obviously that makes a big impact on the local cash flow. And that is shown by the fact that PPC Zimbabwe could declare and successfully pay out a dividend of $4.4 million to South Africa last year, followed by another $2.7 million in the last month.
Roland, coupled with that plan, you've also been undergoing a whole lot of restructuring. So how much does the amount of restructuring you've done to this point start alleviating pressure to, and how soon?
So I think with the announcements that we were able to make at the end of March of this year, where we told the market what we had agreed on the DRC, and that therewith we could deconsolidate the DRC upon implementation, as well as the signed sales agreement for non-core businesses, PPC Lime and Botswana Aggregates. Once those are implemented by the end of September, we are on very firm footing to continue our journey with a sound balance sheet both in South Africa as well as in Zimbabwe and in Rwanda.
And as you let go of those non-core assets, as you say, you've got a more solid balance sheet coming to the fore. It's helped with your debt burden that you've been suffering. We've seen that debt burden decrease from, 5.8 billion to 2.6 billion now. What kind of targets do you have in mind in terms of being able to whittle that down even further?
I think you can immediately take it down the moment we get about half a billion incoming cash from the sales of these two non-core assets. So that we will use for further debt reduction. And therewith, you will be looking at a debt level that stands in South Africa at about 1.4, 1.5 billion, plus the additional de-gearing that will come in from the first 6 months of normal trading. So if those plans will pan out as it seems they will, we should be at a debt level that is healthy by the end of September.
And solid enough a balance sheet, Roland, that you would not need to come to market with an equity raise?
And that has been always my plan. So the moment I arrived, in one of the first conversations we've had, you might recall, for us, a rights issue to restructure the balance sheet was the absolute last resort. COVID made things a lot worse, and I'm very pleased how Team PPC came together to find a way that we can actually come to the market and say that we could avoid it.
Okay, let's take a look at operations now and the kind of markets you're servicing right now. Looking at operations in South Africa and Botswana, your cement volumes increased 6%, driven by sales to the retail sector, to the rural and informal markets as well. Roland, how much confidence do you have in government's infrastructure plans coming to the fore and taking things a notch higher, like you've seen in Rwanda, for example?
I'm positive, and the reason for that positivism is that we actually see in some of our customer base the amount of tendering that is turning into real projects that they are contracted with that will trickle down into the cement. We have also said always that the retail demand will start to normalize again, so that spike that we saw over the last 6 to 8 months will come back to normal levels, and the infrastructure at the same time will pick up so that we can still have the same amount of volumes that we had in 2020. So we look at it positively.
How much of a challenge do imports into this market still present?
As big as always. So the importation hasn't slowed down. We've seen a temporary slowdown when the shipping rates went up recently. And that's typically what we like to avoid, that you have these big swings in prices coming out of import markets. Don't forget that the imports don't pay any carbon tax and don't contribute as much to the employment as the local industry does. So for us to make a plan together with the government and together with other parties, an Eskom, a Transnet, to make sure that you have high quality, locally manufactured products is crucial.
That, of course, Roland van Veenen, who's CEO of PPC.